This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi illustrated his government's intent to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of all Indians. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru today, he set the benchmark for India's journey towards development. He listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations.
बेंगलुरु जैसे शहरों को हमें भविष्य के लिए भी तैयार करना है. बीते समय में बेंगलुरु के लिए भारत सरकार की तरफ से हजारों करोड़ रुपए की योजनाएं शुरू की गई हैं. आज इस अभियान को नई गति मिल रही है. आज बेंगलुरु मेट्रो येलो लाइन का शुभारंभ हुआ है. मेट्रो फेज थ्री की आधारशिला भी रखी गई है. साथ ही देश के अलग अलग हिस्सों के लिए तीन नई वंदे भारत ट्रेनों को हरी झंडी भी दिखाई गई. बेंगलुरु से बेलगावी के बीच वंदे भारत की सेवा शुरू हुई है. इसे बेलगावी के व्यापार और टूरिज्म को बढ़ावा मिलेगा. इसके अलावा नागपुर से पुणे और श्री माता वैष्णो देवी कटरा से अमृतसर के बीच भी वंदे भारत एक्सप्रेस शुरू हुई है. इससे लाखों श्रद्धालुओं को लाभ होगा, पर्यटन को बढ़ावा मिलेगा.
Mr. Modi informed that the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and the fastest economy. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for projects in Bengaluru today to enhance mobility. After arriving in Bengaluru today, he flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belagavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Speaking to the media in Mumbai, the Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said that the number of travellers from Vidarbha to Pune is high, but at present passengers have to buy expensive tickets and travel by private vehicles. The Nagpur-Pune Vande Bharat Express covers the longest distance among all Vande Bharat Express trains in the country. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha expressed gratitude that the Prime Minister for dedicating the Vande Bharat train between Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station. He said the new Vande Bharat train will ensure ease of travel for devotees of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi and spur the growth momentum of the local economy. In Madhya Pradesh today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the unit has been named Brahma after the creator in Indian tradition, and the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made here. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav today highlighted India's global leadership in environmental initiatives. During the state-level celebration of the World Lions Day in Devbhoomi, Dwarka, Gujarat, Mr. Yadav mentioned several key projects spearheaded by Prime Minister Modi, such as the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, International Solar Alliance and the International Big Cat Alliance. With 5 out of 7 big cat species found in India, ongoing efforts like Project Lion, Project Tiger and Project Cheetah continue to reinforce India's ecocentric conservation model, which is now serving as an inspiration for the world. Mr. Yadav said the Bardha area of Gujarat has become the second habitat of lions. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the sixth consecutive day today in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district following the recent natural disaster. Uttarakhand police said, along with supplying food, grains and essential commodities to the affected areas, stranded people are also being airlifted to their destinations. By 11 a.m. today, 20 people were rescued at Matali helipad and sent to the destinations after preliminary health checks. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has broken out between security forces and terrorists in the Dal area of Kishtwar district this morning. Our correspondent reports that the contact with the terrorists was established during an intelligence-based operation in the area, leading to the exchange of gunfire. In the Asian Surfing Championship, Ramesh Budhiyal became the first Indian to win a medal, scoring bronze in the open men's category in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.